Life Audio.
The Power of Trusting the Lord with All Your Heart by Debbie McDaniel, read by Ellie Johnson. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Proverbs 3:5-6. If the future feels uncertain right now, and worry keeps occupying too much room in your heart, in your mind, remember this. God is already in all of our tomorrows. He knows our way, and He has a plan, and we can be assured it's always the best one for us. God never asks us to figure it out all on our own. He just asks us to trust Him, to recognize His leadership and sovereignty in our lives. And He promises to make our pathways straight. Trust. Be confident in. Be bold. Be secure. In the Lord with all your heart. Seat of emotions, inclinations, mind, soul. And do not lean. Trust. Support. On your own understanding. Discernment. In all your ways acknowledge Him. Know. Recognize. And He will make your path straight, pleasing, right, smooth. Proverbs 3:5-6. We may not always see what's ahead, but He does. There's great power in trusting Him, for it clears the way for our security to be based solely on Him, not on our circumstances or other people, not on ourselves or our own ways of thinking. He is faithful to lead us, and He sees the big picture. He brings clarity and light through foggy times. He knows what's around the other side of the bend where we can't fully see. His timing is perfect, even when we start to feel like we've been forgotten. No matter how we feel or what our current situation may be, we can be confident that God's presence will go before us, paving out pathways, guiding, and guarding our steps. Keep choosing trust. Let go of worry. Hold on to Him. Peace. Intersecting faith and life. What do you need to trust God with today? Ask Him to help you guard and protect your heart from worry or trying to figure out everything on your own. Pray for His Spirit to fill you afresh and give you wisdom to hold on to His truth. For further reading, check out 2 Corinthians 5:7, Psalm 32:8, and James 1:5.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to Crosswalk.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Grotheis, host of Truth Tribe, where we seek the truth through reason and evidence about what matters most. And we are not tribal, since truth is for everyone. Please join me at the Truth Tribe as I discuss the reasons for Christian faith, the Christian worldview, and moral issues such as abortion and gender ideology. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search Truth Tribe on your favorite podcast app.